Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Hello.
And Mandy Kennedy.
Hola.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball, and today we're going to have the Gym Leader Challenge that has been postponed now to Tanner Thursday, where we're celebrating Pokemon Month. It just kind of made more sense to do it that way. So, sorry for those of you that are tuning in for that show. Again, that'll be Thursday now. So, sorry. For today, though, we do have quite a bit of news happened in the last week. We got a new Mass Effect Andromeda trailer, which, has anybody else at the table watched that? I meant to ask that before the show.
I saw it, but I'm not a Mass Effect fan at all, so I just was like, okay, looks pretty.
It does look real pretty. Mandy?
I didn't watch it. I haven't played Mass Effect either, so it wouldn't have done much for me.
Fair enough.
Same thing. I've never played it, so it's not something I'm interested in, so I didn't go out of my way to see it.
It's a great series, and I'm really excited for this new one. We got a little bit of a look at some of the enemies we're going to be fighting, what looks like the main aliens that we'll be fighting against. Some of the bosses look huge and awesome. Like, the trailer looked really pretty, like Asa said. I'm really excited to see what they're going to do with it.
Are they doing a release for the PS4, like an Xbox One? Or are they doing, like, a trilogy release? Or
I don't know. They've talked about remastering it before, but I don't know where they're at on that. I know that...
They did it on the PS3.
Yeah, they did. They just re-released it in the trilogy. It didn't remaster anything.
Well, but...
Because there was a rumor of them doing, like, a remaster collection for the next-gen systems. But on the Xbox One, Mass Effect, I think the whole trilogy now is backwards compatible on the Xbox One.
So I'm assuming, like, if somebody played on the Xbox One, played all three games on their Xbox One, got that save data, is this a whole new story?
Whole new story. Whole
okay,
new
so it doesn't matter what happened.
Yeah, the end of Mass Effect 3 is pretty conclusive.
I mean,
even in the trailer, it says the commander is dead.
Yeah. Like, I know Shepard dies at the end of 3, unless you downloaded the second ending, because everybody got really mad about it.
Even in the second ending, the ending just kind of explained like why that ending happened.
Okay.
Either way, that's out there and available. Yeah, if you guys have Xbox One and you want to play it, we did just spoil the ending a little bit for you, but the game is the ride is still worth it. Mass Effect 1 and 2 are incredible. And the Mass Effect 3, the first part of that game, like, I played the first 2 hours and I stopped, because I know the ending is bad, and I just didn't want to ruin the series for myself. One day I'll play it, probably closer to Andromeda's release.
When's the release date for Andromeda?
I don't know if there is an official date yet.
I don't think one's been set. This is because this is like the reveal trailer.
Right, yeah, like this was the first cinematic trailer they've done for
and
it.
Even on, I guess, November 7th is the day that they actually even really announced the game officially.
And that's... I hate when video games do that. I hate reveal trailers. Like, if you're going to show me something, it better be 5 months out.
Yeah, right now, it's just they're saying March 2017.
Oh, okay. That's
which is way closer than, like, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want that game.
Next December.
We'll get it one day, guys. All right, so moving on from that, we talked a little bit last week about Nintendo halting production. It was originally, they were saying, there was a rumor going around that the last Wii U... came off the production line on Wednesday of last week. That ended up being false, and Nintendo said, we are going to halt soon, but not that soon. And they did finally say, they said, they didn't say they were going to halt it soon. They said it will be in the near future, I guess. But now it's changed to soon. And they also said that the Switch is not replacing the Wii U in the same announcement.
Just so happens that we're not making any more Wii U's. We're only making this new thing, but it's not a replacement. Only in the sense that you can't actually play Wii U games on it.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, no, because it's cartridges.
I'm way fine with it if it means I don't have to deal with the second screen touchpad nonsense anymore.
Yeah.
I only like that for Netflix, because I could walk into the kitchen and take it with me and then come back. Or I could give that to Mike and watch something else on the TV on a different system. Boom!
There you go. Yeah, no, the Wii U was awesome for that. Like, that gimmick was kind of neat. Certain games like Mario Maker and stuff like that, you could just straight up play on the screen and do something else. But there were, other times where it was just annoying to have to deal with.
Yeah. And it's so, like...
Like the three-hour battery life?
That was the really annoying part. Because if you were actually trying to play a game and, oh, well, the battery's dead, I guess I have to sit near an outlet now.
But don't worry, guys. Nintendo's got a console that's only required to be taken with you. So Battery won't be an issue.
That's not true.
I hate you, Nintendo.
You can plug it up into the dock and play it on your TV.
I hate you, Nintendo.
Do you think what they meant to say was we're halting Wii U production so we can make the Nintendo Classic? And they're like, well, we only halted it for 20 minutes because that's as many Nintendo Classics we made.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, because I think they just misset it. They were just like, we halted it so we could spend 30 minutes making these.
Part of me believes that the people behind manufacturing, and this just goes straight into our next topic, people behind manufacturing these Nintendo systems are the same people that are scalping them. Like, the people that make the decision.
Just half of them are falling off the backs of trucks.
They're not even getting on the trucks.
So for those of you out there that tried to grab an NES Classic system, I'm sorry. Ace is really, is this related
Dalton's
to?
Dalton's being stupid, and really not wanting to hit him with my phone right now.
Gotcha. Mandy, you want to kick Dalton real quick for Asa?
Yeah, sure.
We literally shifted so that wouldn't happen.
Well, now, not accidentally, but it can still happen on purpose when you do something dumb.
Fair enough.
Quit it. Whatever you did to upset my Asa. So the NES Classic, Classic Edition, it's super cool. Shannon managed to get one thanks to our own Billy Wolfert, and it's a neat little system. And I literally mean little. Like, it fits in the palm of my hand. And, yeah, it's got, you know, some pretty awesome games on it. The controller that comes with it is really cool.
How big is that?
The controller, it's normal size.
Yeah. So it's bigger than the system.
About the same size, no, because it's the exact like 1-to-1 remake of the original one, and then the NES Classic Edition is just teeny tiny. I think the controller might be as wide as the system. Man, that's how small it is. So little. It was kind of cool. But if you weren't one of the lucky people, and by lucky, I mean people with enough time to get out at 6 a.m. and wait in line for 2 hours, you probably didn't get one. Because nobody was pre-ordering it anywhere. And the people that did take pre-orders on it had to cancel. There was a Mega Rant. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that recording artist. If you're not, check him out on Spotify. He's pretty cool. He actually had a pre-order at Toys R Us and went to get in line to pick one up. And they canceled his pre-order while he was in line to get his pre-order.
What?
That was Toys R Us being dumb there.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Every Walmart in the country got 6. Our local Best Buy, I know, got 22, which I don't understand why Best Buy got 22 and Walmart got 6. GameStop didn't get very many. Toys R Us got like 10 or 15, something like that. Because me and Shannon went all over the place that morning. I fortunately was off work because it was Veterans Day. And we tried to get one. And the only one we got was because Billy went out extra early at Best Buy, got in line, and Best Buy was giving out these tickets.
Ooh, Black Friday. Ooh, that's what it reminds me of. Don't like that.
Yeah, so like everybody that was in line, they were issued tickets, and then they could just leave and come back. As long as they came back before noon, they got their system. Mm-hmm. So I liked that system a little bit, but apparently there were a lot of people really upset when they got to Best Buy that morning. Because they showed up right at open, and there wasn't a huge line right at open.
Because they all left.
A lot of people left.
Oh.
And by there wasn't a huge line, 10 minutes before open, because me and Shannon got there. We already had, like I said, the ticket. And we just sat in my car and waited till the doors actually opened, because we had the ticket. Didn't matter. And there was only, like, maybe 4 or 5 people there at about 10 till open. But at open, it had probably grown to about 25 or so. And I know most of those people got real disappointed when they left.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it was dumb. It was dumb. This is another one of those situations where Nintendo has the ability to print money, and they're actively choosing not to.
No, they're printing plenty of money for scalpers. They just don't want any of it.
Yeah, because if you guys weren't paying attention to that, there was actually, the morning of release, someone on eBay purchased an NES Classic Edition for $500.
There were listings for up to, I think, 5,000.
Yeah. I don't think any of them sold for over a grand, but $500 is the big one that I saw.
I'm sure if they leave it around Christmas time, they might.
They'll make more before Christmas, I'm sure.
I don't know if they're making more or not.
Yeah, Nintendo did say that there are more coming. I just don't understand why they didn't print more for release day. And, just if you scalped any of these NES Classic Editions, know that I hate you a little bit.
For sure.
Because why? You're a jerk. stop doing things like that.
It's looking now like the going rate is around $220. I just went on eBay and I'm just kind of averaging it out in my head. So it's looking like if you want one now, you can buy one for $220 or you can wait 3 weeks and get one for $60.
Or a better alternative, you can head to your local video game shop like here at Gaming Grounds at 709 Broadway where we have actual NES systems in stock for less than $60.
Now I'm going to ask a dumb question.
What you got?
Is the NES, like, is the price for the NES system, like, if actual physical system, is it dropping at all because of this?
No.
I figured as much.
That's still a collector's thing.
Yeah. Yeah, retro games in general, that's a collector's market. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's $50. The price we have them at is still a lot cheaper than what you'd buy online.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because it's usually around 70 to 80 online. Like, yep. If you go through eBay, that's usually what it is.
Yep, yep. So, yeah, no, I don't see them going down. Same thing with the games that are on the system. Like, a lot of people want these NES games to collect.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the NES Classic Collection is going to be great for people that want they want to play Mario. And that's mm-hmm. all they really want to do. That'll be great for them. But for other people that want to have collection, they want to play, you know, some of the other games that aren't on the Classic Collection. Yeah, no, I don't see it dropping in value at all.
Okay.
Personally. It might happen.
Because I was thinking about it today because I went through Target and I saw the Sega Genesis. Like, the exact same thing, only you can put a cart in the Sega Genesis.
Yeah, it's the Genesis 3.
Yeah. And I'm just like, Sega.
Well, hopefully this is more well-made than that.
Yeah, because that thing was a piece of junk.
Yeah, and then the handheld one, which whenever I worked at Hastings, I got those returned all the times. Like, it was like a...
The Game Gear?
Well, no. They just
put,
like...
It was a third-party handheld Genesis system.
And it was, like, 80 games in this handheld thing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And somebody returned it, and I never opened one up until that day. It is the cheapest thing. The screen is the most ugliest thing in the world. And, like, Sega games weren't pretty, but...
I love Sega.
That screen wasn't doing them any favors.
I mean, Sega versus NES, Sega was...
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
And it might be different because it's a console as opposed to, like, individual game, but, like, when Mother got released on the virtual console, the price for those cartridges stayed the same.
Yep.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, the only virtual thing that has ever impacted, of like, the physical version, the PlayStation Virtual Store, for whatever reason, whenever they released Final Fantasy VII in virtual console for the PS3, dropped Final Fantasy VII on PlayStation 1 from, like, $130 to, like, $40.
Yeah, and that could be the whole disc thing.
And, well, and also, like, because that's a game people are actually playing, as opposed to just, like, oh, I have this.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. less wanting it for a collection and more actually wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so they're... The only one that's still... There's, like, a misprint version of Final Fantasy VII that's, like, $50 or $60. But even that used to be, like, $200. So, yeah, no, like, that's the only example. PlayStation 1 games were the only ones so far that I've encountered that have been impacted by virtual release.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. See how it goes in the future.
Has Nintendo said anything about the, oh, we done goofed? I'm assuming not, because they never do. But, like, have they at least announced, like, when they're going to release the next wave of them, or?
Should be in the next couple of weeks.
I mean, should be.
Yeah.
Should have made enough that people could actually just get a hold of one when they wanted it.
Yeah. I don't think they understand supply and demand.
They don't. Well, there was actually, like, we were talking to the people at Best Buy, and they said they were going to get another shipment, like, this weekend. Like, they said the truck on Saturday was probably going to have more because they had more in the warehouse. Turns out they accepted way more orders online than they had inventory for because they didn't shut it off in time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they drained the warehouse completely with people buying them online. And I also imagine they didn't put a limit on the number that people could buy because Best Buy doesn't always make the best decisions. So, yeah, I'm sure there were a couple of people that bought, like, 10 and 20 and are now selling them, you know, three times the price.
Yeah, if you're that guy and you're listening right now, I hope the person that's shipping that to you, like, I hope something bad happens to that package and there's just a big hole through the middle of all of them. And I hope it's an identical hole. Like, I hope, like, somebody took a sword down it.
Out of each and every one of them. Just
yeah.
Every NES Mini just stabbed.
Yeah, because that's what you deserve.
And you can't return them because they'll blame it on you. I hope that happens. Or that Nintendo releases, like, just floods the market with it while all these scalpers still have them. That would make me really happy.
Yeah.
I would just like Nintendo to be a competent company. For once. For once.
I would also like that a whole lot. But I would settle at this point for them, you know, just, like, riding that middle finger to every scalper by just now, like I said.
I love scalpers. Clearly. Look at Amiibos.
Clearly. I still love their old excuse with Amiibos. Like, and I wonder if that's the same thing they're thinking for the NES Classic Edition.
We're trying to figure out why we're making money, and until then, we're not going to make them.
Like, we have no idea why these are so popular, and until we figure it out, we're not going to change our production methods. Because, yeah, that's what they said with Amiibos. Yeah.
It's just like, we don't understand why you're giving us money, and we're going to look into it. Like, we're going to look into it long and hard. And once we figure it out, we'll make a plan of attack then.
Because part of me wonders, like, it's one of those things. Had they released a ridiculous number of them at the beginning, there is no real guarantee that, I mean, the scalpers, I guess, would have just, you know, bought every one of them available regardless. But if they had just made them ridiculously widely available, then how much money would they be out? I don't know, like, how much.
It can't be that expensive to make one of those.
It, like, really can't be.
It has to be, like, what, $15 tops to make one of them? You're selling them at $60. Why did you make 13?
They need to just give KK Slider by himself.
You could have made 26 and doubled your money.
What was that, Mandy?
I just want KK Slider by himself.
Oh, the Amiibo?
Yes.
Yeah, they. Because, yeah, I'm pretty sure you can still only get him in a bundle.
Yep. I'm just going to, like, saw it, cut him out, and take it up to the counter.
I would just like this one, please.
Just open up that blister pack and then put, like, take that one out and then put Mario in it and be like, I switched them, but here's Mario. I want to buy this one.
Yeah, Mario looks really good with those llamas. I'm going to take KK.
And I wonder if they did that specifically knowing that, everybody's going to want KK, but not many people are going to want the llamas.
You just didn't have to make the llamas.
That's the whole action figure thing. True. Like, anytime I see, like, a multiple pack of something and I'm like, oh man, Sam Wilson, Captain America. It's $60 with a Vision that I could have bought 2 years ago and Kate Bishop Hawkeye. I don't want either one of those. I just want Sam Wilson. I'm going to have to spend $60 if I want them. Same thing. And it's the whole same thing with the scalpers. Like, I have a very, very deep hatred for them.
Yeah.
Just because anytime I want something, I can never get it because I have to spend $30 more.
Just people with too much time on their hands profiting off of us collectors and nostalgia people. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, and which is so bad because it's not like any of these games are ultra fantastic. I mean, Mario and a lot of the games, but, like, you can play them on multiple platforms. Like, this is nothing new.
It's true. And, I mean, you could even make, like, a lot of people, I don't understand why they're spending so much money on it. Like, if they really just want a digital version of it, just get a Raspberry Pi.
And then just...
Yeah, just do it. Like, it's, you could do the same thing with a Raspberry Pi and get more games out of it.
Isn't it cheaper, too?
Yeah.
Yeah,
quite
it's like
a bit.
$30 less, because I think that's what one of our friends told us about.
Something
that.
Like that. Then yeah. Then you have cost of controllers, but the only real advantage you're getting with the NES Classic is you get all the games in pixel perfect. Like, all 30 of the games they redid with the pixel perfect mode, which is kind of cool. And then you get that one-to-one controller.
Yeah.
And that controller it does feel really nice. I'll give it that at the very least. But anyway... We'll go ahead and move to something to make us a little bit happier. They officially announced Young Justice Season 3. That was Mandy trying to do her excited squeak, but she's too tired, I guess, to actually do it. Mandy, you want to try again?
I want to shriek into the mic, but I'm really excited. Really. I got off of work that day, and I got home, and my friend tagged me in something, and I opened it. I was just, like, in the living room at parents' house. I was like, oh, my God! And they're just like, what? And I was like, nothing. It's fine. Excited.
Don't worry
message.
About it.
And then Dalton messages it right after.
Oh, yeah, because I was telling them that. I was like, I saw it, got so excited, and I wanted to share it with there. And then I saw that there was a notification. I was like, screw it, I'll check that in a second. And then literally it was Mandy put the exact, I think it was like IGN.
Yeah.
It was the exact same article.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was really funny from our perspective, because it's like, really, Dalton?
Oh, yeah, no, it was literally just like, oh, I'm so excited. And then Mandy literally beat me 30 seconds ahead of time.
I was
Yay.
So excited. I almost didn't even look at Facebook that day. I was like, I wonder what he's tagging me in. And I was like, oh, glad I looked.
All right. So now for those of you, now that we've got the celebration out of the way, if you've never watched Young Justice, it was a really, really popular show on Cartoon Network a few years ago. And it got canceled because they weren't selling as many toys as they wanted to. Despite it having a huge following, like, there, so many people loved this show. Yeah, canceled it because the toy sales weren't where they wanted to be, because the people watching the show wasn't the demographic that was also buying toys. And yeah, it was unfortunate. And then they replaced it with like some really terrible Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
They replaced it with Teen Titans Go, which
so bad.
That was a double slap in the face.
Yeah.
Because first of all, they replaced my Young Justice, and then they brought back Teen Titans, which as a child I loved.
So good.
And they got all the original voice actors back, and I thought that it was going to be a continuation of that old show. Nope. It's just a really goofy, terrible cartoon version of it.
It's what it felt like when you found out that they canceled King of the Hill and replaced it with the Cleveland Show.
Oh. Yeah, that was another double slap in the face. Just pow, pow.
We're taking away your steak and you're getting a wacky pack. That's exactly what it was both times.
Yup. Yeah, no. That was not okay. None of that's okay. But they released Young Justice, both seasons, on Netflix earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it got super popular again, and people were watching, and then people were reminded, and they're you know, a bunch of new viewers were like, why is there not another season of this show? Holy crap, it's so good. And, you know, there was a whole thing going around, like, make sure to watch this. Netflix is monitoring it. They might do a third season. And we don't know who's actually doing the third season.
That was
one
of the things I wanted to bring up. It, like, so Good News is the original, like, two producers of Young Justice. And the majority of the voice cast have agreed that have announced that they're going to be part of it.
And at least one of the writers are back, too.
Yeah. So it's like a lot of their creative department, and then as well as the voice actors are going to be involved. But we don't know where it's going to go. So it could be like a Netflix original, Hulu original, Amazon original. It could go onto a network.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I would say it was going to be a Netflix exclusive.
I'm hoping so.
And I really hope so, because then they can just kind of do whatever they want with it.
Especially because I don't want to lose the old episodes to Hulu or Amazon Prime, which I don't have.
Right. Yeah, that would be really... I mean, fortunately, I have both of those services, but I like Netflix more.
Oh, yeah.
Just navigating Amazon Prime Instant is not fun.
No, it's the worst.
Yeah, and then, like, they have shows broken up by... I have several times watched... they have Batman Animated Series on Amazon Instant. But you have to actively find... Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, Volume 4. It's not like Netflix where it's all in like one neat collected place in order that you just watch it. Yeah, I know, you gotta, after you're done with Volume 1, you gotta go find Volume 2 and then start playing that one, and it's terrible.
That's gross. Annoying.
It's gross. So yeah, hopefully it's a Netflix exclusive, and then it being a Netflix exclusive, they can make it a little bit more mature, which... I mean, their audience was significantly more mature than what they had originally targeted it toward.
I mean, and it was already pretty... There was a lot of kind of grown-up material handled in that show.
Oh, yeah, especially
so, I mean,
for
like,
a Cartoon
I don't know
Network
if I would
show.
Really want it to go, like, full-on DC Direct.
Yeah, that would
like,
be...
R-rated stuff.
I don't know if I wanted to go R-rated, but, like, DC Direct I'd be fine with.
Mm-hmm.
Because the DC Direct stuff is still really good.
Oh, no, it's really good, but it's also, like... There are certain ones, like Batman vs. Robin... It kind of just feels like it's being like, oh, no, look how gritty we can get. Did you see his whole arm came off? Like, I mean, yeah, it was cool, but it didn't feel like it added anything.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. I don't know. I trust all of them, and I hope it's on Netflix. So they can. Basically, I don't want the restriction that Cartoon Network would apply on it. If they want to go somewhere that's maybe a little bit grittier than Cartoon Network would allow.
See, and I don't know if I'd really even, because Cartoon Network gave us the first two seasons, which are already just...
Great.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
I just don't want Cartoon Network being like, well, we're still not selling toys. But then again, the whole cart that was, I know Dan DiDio did a podcast where he was complaining about that. I think it was Fat Man on Batman. And he was like, it was wonderful. The reason they canceled it is because they weren't selling action figures.
It was the same thing with the, I think it was a He-Man. It was either He-Man or Thundercats. They like were ready to reboot this like beloved 80s, 90s cartoon, but they scrapped it before it even premiered because the toy sales were already too low.
Yeah.
Before the show even debuted, it wasn't selling enough toys.
Which is
stupid.
That's.
That just sounds. It's.
I can understand it whenever your demographic is kids, but whenever you have this fantastic show and everybody loves it, and your one gauge is action figure sales.
Thanks, America.
DC. I can't think of what the multiverse action figure line that their DC is now trying to do against Marvel Legends. Please give me Young Justice ones. I've never bought one of those figures. I will buy that entire wave if it's Young Justice.
I'd probably buy a bunch, too, and I don't really buy action figures much.
Yeah.
I totes buy all of Young Justice.
Yeah, if they do a DC multiverse and it's Young Justice wave, you will hear me complaining about that one.
The only thing I really hope that they do is they don't do like what they did between season one and season two, where they jump forward like 5 years.
That'll be bad. Weird. I didn't like that at all.
I would so much rather, like, ideally they just go back to like the first season cast, because those are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they stuck with like the second, because the second season also had some, it was really good and had some great characters in it. Like, I really liked what they did with Jaime Reyes. It's the only time I've ever cared about Blue Beetle.
Yeah,
that's really true.
and they made him like way bigger. And it's the same thing with like, but like Aqualad. No one, I would have never ever said the sentence Aqualad is a total badass until Young Justice.
that's really true. Yeah, both seasons, he's just awesome.
So I really hope they just keep it in that similar like time frame.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
not full reboot type deal.
Plus side though to that second season, we got Nightwing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we also got Batgirl. I mean, there was a lot of the Bat family involved, because I think Tim Drake was in there too.
I'm only like halfway through season one again, because I went back. As soon as they announced it, I started rewatching it.
I feel like I need to do the same, because I haven't rewatched it yet since it's been on Netflix.
And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started to get good, and then I got that TMNT box set. So I've been working through that a lot.
Lots of stuff for Asa to watch.
Have you seen Justice League versus Teen Titans, the DC Direct? They have Blue Beetle's really cool in that one, too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And I've got that on Blu-ray if you want to borrow it.
Also, quick aside, they released new shorts for Justice League Action. Ooh. And it actually looks really good. It's the same 15-minute format as like as Teen Titans Go, but it doesn't look like it's just like, oh, quirky day-to-day life of superheroes. It's actually like a full-on, just like little mini bites of Justice League stuff. It also has Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill. And, I'm blanking on his name, but the original actor who did Superman. Like, it's... I'll find some of the links and I'll send them to you. But they're like, I'm super hopeful for this.
Because, I mean, we had talked about it a while back. Because they did a trailer on it. The art style was kind of weird.
Art style's a little goofy. But again, in motion, like in the actual episodes, like...
Looks cool. Yeah, because they showed us a long time ago. They showed us the character, the roster. They showed us some of the voice actors, and I think James Woods is even coming back for a couple of roles in that one. I'm still excited for Justice League Action. Like, it sounds awesome.
The first one, because they released like three of them, but the first one is Mongol somehow has the Joker, and he's about to just launch him into space because he's Mongol and he doesn't like Joker.
Right.
And he so he's just got him by the so he has him. The airlock opens up and Superman's just on the outside of it, like silhouetted. And Mark Hamill just, please be enemies. And he lets him go. And Superman just grabs him by the face. Like, he just catches him by the head. I'm like, yeah, all right. I'm on board.
Yeah, no, I gotta see this.
Tim Daly? Yeah, Superman.
Okay. But yeah, no, I wasn't even close in what I thought.
Well, I typed in Superman animated series and that's what I got.
So I don't know. Yeah. So I'm not sure if it's actually him, but it sounds a whole lot like him.
Yeah. And that was a pretty distinct voice back in the day, too. Like, I mean, not quite as distinct as Kevin Conroy, because we didn't have, you know, a Superman animated series that was as incredible as Batman animated series.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we'll go ahead and move on from that with a little bit more comic book media news. Kevin Feige confirmed that Michael Keaton is going to be Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming, which we had already pretty much had that confirmed. I think the only person that hadn't confirmed it was Marvel. So now that's official.
Mm-hmm.
Vulture, Michael Keaton, that's what's happening.
And that's the only real casting choice that we know for sure, other than
I mean, we've got
Mary Jane.
Yeah, we've got Mary Jane, but we don't know who's going to play her. Or did they officially say Zendaya is going to play her?
I thought they announced it was Zendaya.
Because they announced Zendaya is going to be in it, and they announced that Mary Jane's going to be in it. But I didn't think we had the official announcement that Zendaya will be Mary Jane.
So, because we have a bunch of names attached to it, we just don't really know.
Who's who. Yeah,
because I still really want to know who Donald Glover's playing.
I do, too. But, yeah, I don't know.
I'm assuming Tom Holland will be Spider-Man.
I don't know. Robert Downey Jr. might also be Iron Man.
He is. I just checked IMDb, and it was Logan Marshall Green, who he doesn't have a casting, and then Robert Downey Jr. Fourth on the list for the casting is Tom Holland. You know, the guy that's starring in the movie?
We were doing a bit, by the way.
Yeah. I'm checking on the... Zendaya's name is under Michelle.
Okay.
Yeah, so not Mary Jane? Yeah, or a whole new character.
Huh. But, well, I mean, or then again, like, the IMDb stuff right now is just, like, it's fan-filled.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of like Wikipedia. It can be fan-edited.
Well, dang it. This is where I go for all of my information. This is unfortunate.
I mean, it's
still very, it's more unfortunate that you're only just now learning this.
Yeah, because I mean, like, IMDb is like, if the movie is out, IMDb is like 100% accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But if a movie is coming out, it's a possibility, like, that it's less accurate.
Movies
especially
that only have trailers
stages
out will have plot synopses up.
Yeah,
and that's literally just people on the internet speculating what the movie's going to be about.
Yep. And yeah, I mean, you can have, if you have an account, you can edit an IMDb article, unless, again,
but yeah,
it's already out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you might be able to edit it, but it's still, like, it's a process. Like, it's got to go through review and stuff. But anyway, yeah, no, like, because I knew Zendaya was in it, and it was rumored that she was going to be Mary Jane, because we heard Mary Jane's going to be in the movie from, like, I guess somebody got a piece of the script or something like that and saw the name on there. Or maybe they just saw Zendaya talking to Peter, Tom Holland, and assumed it was Mary Jane because of the way the writing was. I don't remember exactly how that leak worked.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the rumor. It's still not official. See, we have a ton of names in the movie. The only ones we know for sure, Robert Downey Jr., Tom Holland, now Michael Keaton, and I can't remember that actress name
Marissa
that
Tomei.
Plays.
Do what? Marissa Tomei.
Yeah. For
Aunt May.
Yes, that's all we got official. As those four, as far as I'm aware.
And I like all four of those.
I also like
I was very down when they announced that she was going to be Aunt May, but the interaction between her and Tony Stark and then her and Tom Holland, I'm on board.
Yeah. No, she's awesome.
Criticism redacted.
retracted?
I don't care.
anyway, no, yeah, I'm excited about it. And then also, because I really, really like Tom Holland as Spider-Man, like, kid knocked it out of the park, I'm really excited about the following news. He revealed a 6-film contract for Spider-Man, and I believe that does include Civil War.
So, like, everyone, so, because I read, when I first read that, someone's like, oh, man, they're going to do 6 Spider-Man movies. It's like, no, that's not what that means at all.
It's just 6 movies.
Just he's going to be in 6 movies, and he's already been in 1.
Right. And then, yeah, he's got Spider-Man Homecoming will be number 2, and then he'll have 4 more movies.
Which,
with Marvel.
Both of, I'm assuming, both of the Avengers movies, and then a sequel.
Yeah.
So he might get a trilogy. And this is, I mean, and it's not just like he can only do 6 movies. Just
yeah,
like
right now he is definitely doing 6 movies.
So he could pop up in, like, Thor Ragnarok. He could pop up in whatever.
He could pop up in all sorts of places.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that, like, he wouldn't be the first one to have a contract extension on the Marvel movies.
No.
Because yeah,
I'm pretty sure Robert Downey Jr. did.
So did Chris Evans.
So did Chris Evans.
Because I think in Thor, whatever the second, The Dark World, because I think he was in that briefly, and everyone was like, wait, that's his last movie. Like, that's the last movie he's contracted for. And he even went on tour, was like, this one doesn't count. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Yeah, because, like, I think that's something in, like, each of the contracts, the cameo appearances don't count for the actual, like, movie.
Right.
Because, like, especially the post-credit stuff and all that whatnot. Yeah, that definitely doesn't count. Because
it's basically, for the most, like, the one from Ant-Man into Civil War, it was just a scene of Civil War.
Right.
Like, I don't see that counting at all. Like, there's no way they would count that. So, like, no, we already filmed that.
So, yeah, I'm sure that if, you know, it stays popular and they're still making money with it and they want to do more, Tom Holland will be in future Spider-Man movies.
Right.
And, you know, like, it'll be kind of neat because by the time he's through 6 movies, he'll be a little bit more grown up and,
so
you know, he'll
start
getting some older Peter Parker.
I was going to look up his age because unless puberty, like, hits him like a match truck, which he's already 20.
Yeah, I was about
so
to say, no, he's, yeah.
But he's I got his age and, like, the age of the character he's playing backwards in my head.
Yeah, because he is playing, like, high school Peter Parker.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, he just looks young.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Which, I mean, I'm king of the baby faces, so it's not like I have room to talk.
You got a beard now.
I do. It helps a little bit.
It helps a lot bit.
I had someone tell me I looked like I was 20.
Yay.
Just the other day. So.
If it makes you feel any better, everybody in my office thought, like, the oldest number I got was 24 for my birthday last week. Because everybody was wishing me happy birthday and asking me how young I was.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all significantly older than me.
I didn't get carded at a gas station this weekend because, and I quote, well, he looks like he's over 27. I was so mad.
It's that hairline.
No, I know. Shave it off.
He was wearing a hat.
I like how all of you guys have beards and it's such a big deal and I look like I'm 16 and get carded for everything.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mandy. That's just going to be the rest of
I
your life.
I got carded
congrats
at Dave and Buster's walking in the door. And I'm not kidding you. And he was a douche, too. Then he was like, and you need to take your sock cap off. And I was like, And like I walk inside, and what am I? There's like eight people in front of me with sock caps on, and I'm like, "You gonna card me and tell me like?"
Is there a dress code for Dave and Buster's?
No, there's not. I don't know what his deal is.
Because you have to be like you can't be underage and go in
by yourself.
So like because we went in high school or not high school in college like my sophomore year we went to Kansas City to visit some friends and we tried to go in Dave and Buster's but only one of us was 21.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't, like, we couldn't go in because it's not a...
But I don't understand why he told me I couldn't wear a sock cap and I walk in there and three mofos have sock caps on.
So you put your sock cap
on?
Oh,
yeah, I did. Okay. And he turned around and I was like, suck it. And then I was waiting for him to be there, but he had a broken arm and he's an old man, so he's just a grouchy old...
He probably wanted you to take your sock hat off so he can compare your ID, maybe?
No.
Because he just really didn't believe that you were the picture?
Yeah, I don't care. You can suck it. I won. And I beat everybody in sports.
There you go. Ah! Mandy is the champion. All right.
It was such a good night.
What?
It was such a good night. Okay. I was muttering to myself so you could move on. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Fantastic Beasts. It's going to premiere this weekend. I'm pretty excited about it. Asa gave me a face like he's not.
I mean, I'm not a Harry Potter fan in general. Just the news you're about to say, just like...
Oh, that part.
That's so dumb.
They have confirmed that the Fantastic Beasts will be a 5-movie series.
And like I said before the show, how did that work for The Hobbit?
Not well. But The Hobbit, like...
At least that had source material that they tried to, like, dissect into.
Yeah, because, see, that's what I was about to say. With The Hobbit, they took the source material. They took one book worth of source material.
The shortest of the books.
The shortest of the books. The one meant for children. And they stretched it into 5 movies.
Now, in fairness,
or was it 4?
3.
They did the second trilogy.
I thought it was a 4. I thought they did 4 movies.
No, no, it was Hobbit, Unexpected
it's
Journey.
It's just the 3. It's fine. We don't need to name them.
Okay.
But no, like, those movies, like, they sold and went off the shelves like crazy where I worked at. So, I mean, in fairness,
they weren't hits at box office.
No, yeah, they weren't hits at the box office, and they were also widely regarded as the worst of, like, the 6.
Well, yeah.
If you count the original trilogy.
Yeah, because I thought the first one was pretty good. I think I saw the first 2 in theaters. I guess I just need to see the 3rd one at some point. I could have sworn there were 4.
3.
But anyway, either way, it's irrelevant. Yeah, they tried to take the shortest of the books, put it in 3 movies. This is all completely original story.
Yeah.
Like, this is, and one of the things that I really like, the last Harry Potter movie was, in my opinion, the best of the series. It was just a good movie, like, even outside of the source material. And I feel like because they had diverted so much from the source material at that point anyway, they could pretty much do what they wanted to do and then just kind of, you know, keep it sort of the same as what happened in the books. So I'm hoping that with this, they can kind of apply that and make an entire movie that was not based out of a book, just a whole new original creation, and, you know, they can really just put all their effort behind it. And that excites me a little bit.
Yeah, I...
No, nobody else?
I was excited whenever I heard they were doing 2 movies, and then you said 5.
That seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot.
Like, more than 3 is a lot.
Especially if they've already announced that they were going to do 2 movies. And because I feel like that was probably not a creative decision to, like, oh, let's make it 5 instead. I feel like that was probably, like, whatever studio owns them, like, hey.
Isn't it still Warner Brothers for Harry Potter?
Yeah. Good. Warner Brothers decided that they needed to, hey, well, just do 5 movies, though.
But
what if we got paid for like, 5 movies?
But we only have one.
No one liked Batman v Superman, so we're kind of coming up short. So we need you guys to just, like, no, just take the material you already have. We're just going to turn them into bonus sodes.
Bonus sodes.
Like, how, you know,
patent pending.
Can we just be like a 30-minute shot just to reveal young Dumbledore for the first time? Like, that'll work. Everyone's excited about that, right? Gross. Everything about it's gross.
Will you go work for WB for me?
No, they'll fire him. So they will funny. Fire him
oh,
so
no,
fast.
I know.
My name's probably already on the list out there.
It would be funny.
Will not hire.
He would go out in a good way.
Not allowed on the premises.
He's going to get checked at Six Flags next time we all come in.
Six Flags?
I need to go to Six Flags soon. Now I'm sad I haven't been there in years.
I haven't either.
I'm still trying to find the studio. Like, I can't... It's not saying anywhere.
It's Nintendo in conjunction with Warner Brothers. Just ruining everything you
They
love.
Would make half a movie and then be like, if you want to watch the other half, you,
no,
have,
you have to play this game.
No, they'd make the entire movie, that's but they'd only game. Release it into 6 theaters and then wonder why, like, it was selling out. And then not just decide, oh, we're not going to do a DVD release, by the way.
Or they would do, it would go straight to Blu-ray, but they only made 10 of them.
It's actually going to go back to VHS. Is,
oh, sorry, Mandy.
They
can't make a tape that big anymore. They make movies too long nowadays.
It is, in fact, Warner Brothers.
Goody.
I mean, their movie-wise, it's fans. Not that bad. Like, I mean, Warner Brothers had the first set of Harry Potter movies, and they were pretty good.
And even the split at the last movie was still pretty good.
Right.
Like I was fine with it being that. And that was getting what I was going to say with Fantastic Beasts. I think the first one came out when I was like in fourth grade, and I had to watch the last one whenever I was a senior in high school. I don't want to wait 7 years to see 5 movies.
Oh, you know these are going to get pumped out every year, if not every other year at the most.
Well, like year and a half, I think, is going to be the earliest turnaround. But it's still one of those things.
I mean,
I don't
the one they were pumping out, like, it wouldn't be the first movie to have a yearly release. I mean, Star Wars is going to have a yearly release.
That's substantially different, though.
Is it?
Because they're not.
Well, because they're not doing. It's not. We're not getting Episode 7, Episode 8, Episode 9.
Yeah.
It's
we're
Episode
getting
7,
Rogue One, and then Episode 8.
You know, a good way to, if you want to make that many movies, a good way to do it is to split it up and continuity-wise, make 5 of the
same. A good
same.
Way is just tell a cohesive story that doesn't have to rely on doing 18 different movies.
Like I said, we'll have to see how it is. I'm excited to see the movie. And they also, a little bit of casting, they said that Dumbledore will be in the second movie. Casting is ongoing for that as of my internet search earlier this afternoon. So as far as I know, we're still good. But they did cast Grindelwald, which, for those of you non-Harry Potter fans, that's Dumbledore's love interest, and it will be played by Johnny Depp.
That's also kind of gross to me.
That Johnny Depp's going to be in it? Or?
Yeah, because I'm real soured on Johnny Depp. Like, I think he's a good actor, but given he's going to take a fantasy role, he's just going to Tim Burton it up. I know Tim Burton's not directing it. I'm assuming Tim Burton's not directing it.
Johnny Depp has done fine in other Tim Burton movies, another non-Tim Burton roles.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying, is like he's a good actor, but how many of those roles were like fantasy?
I'd almost say Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
A little bit.
And
the
even
way
then,
that
was just like the one role. But I just mean, like, I don't know. I get the feeling it's going to be real Tim Burton-y.
Did you like him in Tusk?
I didn't see Tusk.
Oh, well, he did a pretty good job. Like, his character in Tusk was pretty entertaining.
Who did Johnny Depp play in Tusk?
He was the Canadian, like, detective.
Oh!
Yeah, he had that ridiculous accent.
Yeah.
You didn't know that was Johnny Depp?
No, I know it was Johnny Depp. I just forgot he was in that movie. I tried to forget a lot about that movie, honestly.
Oh, I'm like the only person that liked it then.
Yes, you are. In the country.
That's why I haven't seen it yet, because I love Kevin Smith and I want him to do no wrong. I'm kind of worried he probably did some wrong here.
In Tusk? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
I enjoyed it.
He's still
it.
Working on Clerks 3.
Yay!
Mallrats 2 as well, apparently.
Eventually.
I hope so.
Maybe this decade.
I really want Clerks 3 to come out within the next 2 years.
That's almost certainly not going to happen.
I know it's not, because I've been saying that for 4 years now. Oh, Kevin Smith. I love you, but fix it.
Anyway, but no, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes.
And because I've heard such negative things about the Lost Child, or not the Lost Child, whatever the sequel book came out recently.
For what?
The Harry Potter.
The Cursed Child.
Oh, yeah.
I've only had one or two people say something positive about that.
I haven't finished it yet.
Everyone else disliked it a lot, because the phrase that gets thrown around a bunch is bad fan fiction.
It honestly was effectively fan fiction that ended up being endorsed by J.K. Rowling.
And then they can time travel, and then they do this, and so between that coming out and just being really poorly received, and, oh, well, don't worry, we're going to put Dumbledore in it. And, oh, look, we got Johnny Depp. It's going to be 5 movies. This just sounds like panicky. No, you'll like it. You have to like it, because we're going to make it.
It's Harry Potter.
If Harry Potter fans like it, that's great. Like, literally, that's no sweat off my back. I'm not hoping for a bad movie or bad series at all. I'm just, like, from my super cynical, everything is terrible viewpoint of the world right now, just like, this sounds super sketchy.
You're not wrong. I'm just, like, optimistic about it because
I'm
a huge Harry Potter fan. Very optimistic.
I hope you like it. I hope it's good.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. If I go to, like, watch this movie, like, in the next week or so, I still need to watch Doctor Strange too. Crap.
But when I start, start getting the text, like, yeah, I walked out halfway through.
Ooh.
I will not take pride in the I told you so.
Just kind of keep it to yourself.
Oh, I can't do that.
If Jesse and I go and watch, that's the $20 between the two of us. We will not walk out halfway through.
Oh, I never. I've never walked out of a movie. I've been tempted.
I didn't walk out of The Happening, so I don't know what that says.
Yeah, I didn't walk out of Ghost Rider or Borat. But I wanted to.
Borat, really?
I hated that movie.
Wait a minute. How do you say Borat?
I don't care. I hated that movie. We'll move past it. Did I talk about Pacific Rim yet? No, I haven't. So Pacific Rim, the next Pacific Rim movie, Maelstrom, has started filming earlier this week.
Yes. This is what I'm hyped for.
Yeah, I'm real excited about that. I loved that first movie. Dalton?
Never seen it.
Same.
Oh, it's so good.
We gotta have
it. It is just fun, stupid, giant robots fighting giant monsters. Yes. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Sons of Anarchy dude that's in it.
I couldn't tell you.
Charlie something, I think. Hunnam? Charlie Hunnam, I think.
I could not verify.
I'm getting it.
But I wasn't a fan of him because he just felt really wooden. But he was literally the only bad part of that movie. Because you have, I'm totally blanking on the Marshall's name. He was in Luther. I really want him to be James Bond.
Idris Elba, yeah.
He's amazing in it. He gives a speech that I literally posted on my workplace's Facebook group as like the motivation of congratulations on surviving this terrible thing.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. I remember you saying that anyway.
It's just, it's so good. It's so much fun. Also, it's Guillermo del Toro.
Yes. Though I don't know if del Toro is behind this one or not, honestly.
Oh, well, that just sunk all of my excitement.
He likely is. I remember it's a thing that
I very
read.
Much need him to be. Because that's kind of like, on there. I can't think of the apt comparison, but it's like when the original, the girl with the dragon tattoo series.
Yeah.
So like the original, the actual trilogy is like amazing. And then Stieg Larsson died and the rights to those books got like auctioned off or sold off, and it ended up going to like his brother-in-law's cousin or some weirdly tangentially his like ex-wife's new husband, something like that.
Good Lord.
And it's terrible. Like, it's just there. It's again, it's one of those like, you're gonna make me not like the other ones for how bad this thing is.
Yeah, del Toro's not a part of this one.
Oh, well. But, everything is awful.
The sequel script, originally the sequel script was to be written by Guillermo del Toro, Zach Penn, and Travis Beecham. The sequel script later fell under the supervision John
Spates. If you say
Warner
Brothers, I'm going to leave.
And Jurassic World co-writer Derek Connolly. And then Emily Carmichael and Kira Snyder are writing for the sequel as well.
I don't know any of those names. The most important part of that, though, is that it's not Guillermo del Toro.
Well, actually, it looks like del Toro is producing it.
That, I said screenplay is what I saw.
I don't know. This is okay. This wiki is all over the place, so I don't know. Take that all with a grain of salt.
I was gonna say,
and then you know where I'm at.
And that's even like the Max Landis thing of like, oh yeah, I wrote, I ended up writing this movie, but it got rewritten 6 different times between my script and the movie that got made. So my name's still attached to it, but I had literally nothing to do with it.
It is confirmed that Charlie Day's coming back.
And Finn from Star Wars is in it, John Boyega.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good actor. I like him.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that. This thing is all over the place. Like,
not
I'm not sure if del Toro is going to be on it or not.
Because Pacific Rim was basically the challenge that the studio gave him. Like, okay, if this does well, you can finally make the movie you've been wanting to do since you started making movies, which is an At the Mountains of Madness movie.
Right.
Yes. But apparently it didn't do well enough, so they're like, oh, well, we're going to take it. We're going to give it over here.
Which is weird, because I've never heard I've heard people talk about Pacific Rim, and it's never in a bad light.
No, it's just no one saw it. Yeah. It's like Arrested Development. Everyone loves Arrested Development. 5 people watched it.
Yeah.
All 5 of them absolutely love it.
Yes.
It's the same. Yeah, Pacific Rim, not very many people saw it in theaters. I did. I know I went with Shannon in theaters.
I saw it 3 times in theaters.
I know I saw it once. I don't think I saw that one twice. But yeah, I remember hearing about it and just like, holy crap, yes. And then Shannon was like, no, this is everything that I want in a movie. You got giant monsters. You got giant robots. They're fighting.
What more could you want?
And del Toro. It was great. And we'll have a movie night some night, and we'll watch Pacific Rim, because I think you'd like it a lot, Mandy.
Okay.
And Dalton. Yeah.
So good.
So good.
I'm so bummed he's not attached. Please. Just give him whatever he wants.
They might
give
fix
him
it.
Give him his The Mountains of Madness movie.
Yeah. All right, so next we got R.L. Stine is writing a comic for Marvel. We literally know nothing else. But I'm kind of excited about it.
It depends. Because, like, I like the Goosebumps series, like, when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the Goosebumps movie that came out. Like, that was way better than it probably,
with,
like,
Jack Black?
Yeah. I liked it a lot. Like, it was fun. I probably wouldn't watch it again. But, like, for my expectations and then, like, what I got, I was like, oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah, like, I remember watching it, and, like, it wasn't, like, I didn't think it was bad, but I didn't think it was good either. Like, I was just like, huh, well, that was
But, like, neat. I'm buying the Drax book strictly because CM Punk is writing it.
Right.
I don't think R.L. Stine's a name that I would just blindly buy, like you said, a Squirrel Girl book just because R.L. Stine's attached to it. Like, it would have to be someone I'm...
I mean, to be fair, like, everything that... Because R.L. Stine also did Fear Street and Ghosts of Fear Street.
And I didn't read or see any of those.
Yeah, I mean, after Goosebumps, you know, Ghosts of Fear Street's kind of the preteen version of Goosebumps, and then you've got Fear Street as kind of like the more mature, like the high school age. And yeah, they were all good stories. Like, I liked them a lot. Like, you know, he was big on his twist endings and all that stuff. Like, it was pretty good. Like, and I'd be interested. I guess I'll have to see what it's about, because all we know is it's for Marvel. We don't have any other information.
Yeah, if it's a character I don't care about, I will not get. I like Drax, and I love CM Punk, so that's why I'm getting that book as well. But if it's Squirrel Girl, nah.
There's a solid chance if I go to Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri, with the best coffee and comic books ever, if I go upstairs and I see the number one, because I have control issues, like, well, it's a number one.
I know that feel.
I might just grab it, but.
I know that feel. Yeah, no, like, that's entirely fair. All right. And then I guess in the last 9 minutes, well, first, before I forget, since Mandy wasn't on last week, she didn't get to give her spoiler-free review of Doctor Strange. Do you remember the review system, Mandy?
I liked it.
It's full price means you pay full price for it in theaters. Matinee, it's worth seeing, but not okay. Full price. That, do you remember that rating system?
Yeah, okay. I'd probably play full price. I really liked it. I like went in knowing nothing but that one trailer, and even then, that one trailer confused the hell out of me. But we were like, I'm going to see it, and I was like, okay, because it's Marvel, and I'm like, hey.
That is one thing that I noticed about that movie, like, especially with the trailer. Like, it was strictly just a, hey, look how cool this is going to look. It was not a story trailer.
And boy, did it look cool.
It did.
Is there a story to it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
The magic's really, really cool in it. That's what really drew me in, was all, like, the cool magic and effects they did.
Yeah, I need to go see it. I've just been really busy recently.
Like, I don't honestly recommend 3D because I probably would have thrown up.
Oh, no, I can't because glasses.
Still, like, you take the moving buildings of Inception, just skyrocketed by like 8 million jillion billion.
I was about to say, it's like that on like super steroids, like Lesnar steroids.
I was getting a headache normally allegedly just watching every scene.
Confirmed.
Flip.
Yeah, no, that was, yeah, yeah, I agree, Mandy.
But other than that, it was awesome.
So good. So good.
How was the end credit sequence? You don't have to say anything about it. Was it good? Was
the end credit sequence? I liked it.
Okay.
It was neat.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
One was good. Yeah.
It was good.
Do they do the thing where it's like, okay, like halfway through the credits, they do one, and then there's like another one at the end of the credits? Okay.
Are they both pretty awesome?
I just feel bad for the theater workers at this point.
Yeah.
Like, just put it in the credits.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I went to go watch Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Well, they owed us because ours started like 30 minutes late.
And they didn't know.
And then they,
like, little Steven had to go and find somebody and tell them, yeah, our movie hasn't started yet. And it was like 15 minutes late.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because apparently there's nobody up there monitoring the projectors anymore.
They
it's all automated.
They just assume everything's going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was unfortunate. But anyway, all right, so with the last 6 minutes here, I wanted to do, and this honestly could be its whole show, but I wanted to do a very quick, like, Rebirth recap, because at this point, with DC Rebirth, we've gotten all of the new books, and most of them are done with at least their first arc, if not their second one. So basically, I wanted to kind of do a little bit of a round table on what you're reading, what you think, and if you're going to keep buying, like, you know, what the percentage is.
Homie, I'm going to need way more than 6 minutes.
I know.
My list is so long.
Me and you are going last. Mandy, we'll start with you.
Oh, God. Wonder Woman, yes. Because, one, it's Wonder Woman. Two, because it's Wonder Woman. I'm really confused right now because it bounces back and forth between, like, past and stuff, and it's weird. And when I read The Legend of Wonder Woman, compared to this one, stuff is different on how, like, the characters are portrayed. So it's confusing, but it's still good because it's Wonder Woman, so I'm going to read it. Nightwing's really, really good, and I really like that. And then I just bought Teen Titans and Titans, and I haven't started them yet, but I'm sure I'm going to like them. And I think that's all. And Mikey got Sonic comic books, and he likes them.
Didn't you also get Nightwing?
She said Nightwing.
Oh, did you? Oh,
damn, yeah. Fool.
My bad. I heard Titans and Teen Titans, but you haven't read them yet.
Right, and then, yeah, I'm like halfway through Nightwing, and it's really good. I think that's all I have, and that's all I'm staying with.
It's a good plan.
No more money.
Dalton, any Rebirth books that you're sticking with?
Well, it's Nightwing. I'll always get Nightwing. I'm buying both covers of it. It's good. I don't think it's better than what Kyle Higgins was doing during New 52, but it's still pretty good. There's a really weird arc with the whole, like, they're kind of doing, like, the Harry Potter Snape thing right now with Dick Grayson's mom. Yeah, it's a little off.
I love that first Nightwing arc. I thought it was really
good.
Oh,
yeah, I know it is. But and then I'm reading Batman Beyond that just started. I'm going to keep getting that one just because it's Batman Beyond.
Yeah, because I think they're only, like, 3 issues into that one or two.
Only two. And then I didn't really get into Rebirth because I remember New 52, all the books sold really fast, and then the stories just went dipped within 10 issues. So I didn't raise my hopes. But, I mean, I got Nightwing. I have the first issue of Batman because I got it on a reprint, and I really liked that. But getting all of those, I'm going to wait for trades for a lot of these books. But I really like Nightwing, and the Batman Beyond's been pretty good. All-Star Batman is the other one that I'm getting, and that's really, really good. I've liked that one so far.
All right. Asa, we'll go ahead and, for me and you, let's do top five.
No. There's so many, like, surprisingly really good ones.
I know.
Ugh.
All right, five off the top of your head?
Because mine is Superman and Wonder Woman and Aquaman. Like, everything else I'm reading, just about. Like, that's the shortest list I can do, is, like, the books I'm not reading.
Fair enough. All right, so
which,
what
there's
books?
Actually, there are a lot. I'm really liking Batman a lot. I was very pessimistic knowing how good Scott Snyder did with how it went. And for me, the first arc started a little choppy. But, like, I'm like, oh, they're clearly doing this thing. And they kind of were, but they made it way different than what I was really expecting. That helped me a lot.
Yeah.
This not the issue that came out this past Wednesday because I still haven't read it yet. But the first real issue of I Am Suicide was so good. It included a letter that a character wrote and that... It's
neat.
Yeah.
Because I'm still halfway through Night of the Monster Men.
Okay.
So I'm still not... I need to read the last
three
books. I think
that one hurt Nightwing because the second arc is basically just a continuation of the first arc, but it just felt like a little bit disjointed.
Yeah, I can see that.
But Batman, it just worked perfectly in tandem because it's just basically just part of the Batman arc. And then Detective Comics, like, their initial arc ended right as... So it was like a nice little stopgap between the new one that just started,
right,
which is also really good. Detective Comics might be my number one because it is so good, including an issue with so many feelings and emotions. Jesse sent me a screenshot because if you're interested in reading Detective Comics and also interested in Night of the Monster Men, you have to read the entire first arc of Detective Comics.
Or it will spoil moment for you.
Panel 4. Yeah. Gives away a huge spoiler for that arc.
I read Teen Titans. Teen Titans spoils it too, by the way.
Yes, it does.
Because I read Teen Titans and Night of the Monster Men book 1 today. And yeah, both of them reference what happened to Detective. And I'm like, oh!
Yeah. Ooh. I was at work. Jesse sent me a screenshot of a fallout of the thing that happened. And I'm like, no, I'm at work. I can't process this right now. I have to talk to people.
Yep. And the text was just like, I'm not crying. Who says I'm crying?
So Detective's probably my favorite book coming out of it.
Surprisingly good.
I'm also really liking Trinity. It's starting really interesting.
I didn't pick that one up.
It was a number one, and then it was good. Same with Teen Titans. I was not expecting to continue to read Teen Titans, but then, like, the Rebirth issue and that first issue of the actual arc were like
that Incredibles ripoff, though.
I know, and that's I think why I liked it. Flash is a character that I never really cared about until the TV show.
Yeah.
And it's different enough from the TV show, but it's still just so good. I'm so excited to start the new arc, The Speed of Darkness, because the villain looks awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The cover art is just really cool.
Yeah.
Titans is amazing.
Yes.
Green Arrow is good. It's slowly starting to dip, but it started really, really strong. And again, that's a character that in the comic book world I never would have cared about, even a little bit. I haven't read Hal Jordan and the Green Lanterns because I haven't read the like 2-6 issue series that it's based on.
Yeah.
But Green Lanterns is really good with Simon Boz and Jessica Drake.
That sounds right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I haven't read any of the Green Lantern stuff.
And she's kind of like, and she's a really interesting character because I didn't know about her because I didn't read the Justice League arc that brought her in.
Mm-hmm.
But like her kind of dealing with like PTSD and like agoraphobia and stuff is really interesting.
Hmm.
They're handling it neat. The new arc that just started, the Phantom Ring, is starting real good.
Might have to check that one out because I've just gotten, we've talked about it before, I got really soured on Green Lantern after what New 52 did to me.
Yeah.
Because I only wanted to read two of those books. 6 crossover series later, I might as well have been freaking subscribed to all of them.
Yeah.
Through the whole. Nope.
And especially because some of them were so good. And then, like, Red Lanterns.
Incredible. I loved how that started.
And then as soon as the writing teams changed.
Yep.
Quality plummeted.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that's what's going to end up happening with a lot of these Rebirth books. But right now, yeah, like, I'm kind of in the same boat with Asa there. I also read Hellblazer.
I read the first one, but it didn't grab me enough to keep going.
It was funny, but I didn't really want to read. Like, I didn't find myself wanting to read the second issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't, like, I kind of took that one out. Because they made a joke about Trump, which was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I read Cyborg. It was pretty good. I'm just basically hitting the ones you didn't.
I have that one. I haven't read it yet. I don't think I bought the number one, though.
I did because, you know.
Are you doing Batgirl?
I started to. And I didn't do Batgirl. I did Batgirl and the Birds of Prey.
Okay.
And I read the first couple of issues of that. And it's not bad. It's just not good enough that I want to keep buying it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't grab me immediately. Harley Quinn, it was surprisingly good. At least at first. The last issue I read was really weird. Like, they did it, like this weird zombie arc.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was... It started out really good, though. It got kind of fan service-y.
Her and Suicide Squad. Like, the movie Suicide Squad left such a bad taste in my mouth, I didn't even want to read.
I heard the Suicide Squad arc. I got the first couple of issues of Suicide Squad, but I haven't read any of it yet.
Because
I heard that arc was actually pretty good. The All-Star Batman arc has been incredible so far. The first Batman arc I really liked.
My only problem with All-Star Batman is they're doing the thing that, I don't remember the name of it, but the Pokemon, the like one that's most more closely followed the games, the anime.
Mm-hmm.
Where it started, like, okay, issue
generation,
episode,
or whatever.
Yeah, episode one, he's confronting Brock. Episode two, he's fighting Mewtwo. Like, what? There's too many. There's the in between parts that are important that I want to see.
Yeah,
that All Star Batman kind of just.
It has kind of glossed over a lot of stuff because there were like a couple of bad guys that showed up at the end of one book that just disappeared.
It's not even spoilers. So the end of issue one ends with Gentleman Ghost. Like tailing them and like on the train or whatever it is that they're on. Issue two, oh, he's already defeated Gentleman Ghost.
Yeah.
What? How? Show, don't tell. Show, don't tell. Just.
Yeah. No, because I have noticed that too. It's kind of, it feels like it's a little bit rushed.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, is weird. Especially like, that's one of the premium books. Like, it's $5 a book.
And it's once a month too.
Yeah.
It's not like Nightwing where it's every other week.
Right. That has been a little frustrating, but I mean, the art and the story is good enough so far that I'm cool. Like I said, the Batman arc has been really good. Detective was shockingly good too.
So good.
Cause, I finally started reading that one after Asa kept telling me how good it was and
cause I needed
crap.
Someone to talk to about it.
I think at some point we're probably going to do just a show dedicated to this. Maybe like a couple of weeks from now, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, because we were out of time and I still got a plug to do. And then we'll call it a night. So we got, after you're done here, just check out our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join at www.ps2jshow.com. There you can find all their latest podcasts, of which there are several. And they actually did just do a show about how scalpers love Nintendo. Which I'm sure that one's going to be really funny.
Episode 73, Scalper's Heart Nintendo. It was actually really good. Yeah. I liked it.
And then you can also check out other social media sites from there. They get links to everything from Twitter and Instagram to Facebook, etc. You can also head over to their YouTube channel where you can check out their Let's Plays. They've also done like some product demonstrations. That's the D word I was looking for. Because from what I understand, they got a PlayStation VR.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to check that a little bit so you can kind of look at that. And that's at youtube.com/PS2J Show. And you can find their latest videos there, including their most popular uploads. But yeah. Thank you, Dalton. Thank you, Asa. And thank you, Mandy, for joining me. Thank you guys for listening. See you guys next week.